Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
This message is a continuation of what was preached yesterday.
So in Matthew 11 from 28 to 30, Jesus tells us something very important. Matthew 11:28-30. Very common scripture. The Bible says, come to me, all you who labor, who are struggling in your own strength. You are trying and it's not working. You are heavy laden. You are burdened. Jesus said, come to me. He said, come to me. And I will give you rest. Verse 29 says, take my yoke upon you. And learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. Now, the Bible is saying Jesus is calling to people who are laboring and struggling on their own. He said, come to me. I will give you rest. This thing we are talking about, it is not giddy-giddy. It is rest. And when you come to me, I will give you rest. Then he says, you can take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Then he continues to say that my yoke is light and my burden,
my burden is light.
So you realize that what Jesus is saying is that my burden, the things that I will ask you to do, are light compared to what you are carrying and struggling to do. So give me your own and let me carry it and take my light one and you'll be at rest. Sometimes we don't want to, we feel like, oh no, but I can do something. You see, you mean I should just rely on God? But that is what he's saying. He said, come to me. Come to me. Learn of me. I will teach you. I will take that burden from you. That thing you are struggling with. That thing that is causing you to walk some way. I will take it. And when I give you mine, it will even be as if you are not carrying anything. Because mine is easy. As you are relying on the grace, things become easier. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So from this scripture, there are a few things we can learn. Please, can you put that 28-30 there for us together? So from this scripture, there are a few things we can learn. The first thing we can learn is that we need to acknowledge, agree, that in our own strength we cannot do it. You must come to a point where you agree that I'm struggling. I am laboring. I am heavy laden. You should acknowledge that, yes, I have tried and I failed. I have tried and I failed. I cannot do it in my own strength. We acknowledge it. Like the donkey that fell in the pit. It tried and tried. It couldn't come out. So it just stood there. Panting. I can't do anymore. Until grace appeared. Somebody say, until grace appeared. Hallelujah. Sometimes the struggle over sin, the struggle to pray, the struggle to study our word consistently. Some of you have not had your quiet time for weeks.
And
we struggle till we get tired. But you see, the law came to show us that we can't do it. But grace came to show us that we can do it. Grace came to show us that it is possible. If we rely on grace, if we rely on Jesus, it is possible. Somebody say it is possible. And it will happen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The Bible says that the Lord came to show us how weak and how sinful we are, so that we can depend on grace.
Adam, trust in my Yehusa. I'm running by a betray, said ye bet senior, ye ye nipe ye wo emre ye. Na I yen to me and fire horn din ye. Name mum etray and so say ye bet to me the ye who are to Adam so.
Because we have tried and failed, tried and failed, tried and failed, then we realize that no, we need something else.
A son said, yeah, yeah, near din kugo, yeah, yeah, near din kugo, near who says, see, dear baby, I do ye be before fro.
So Romans 3:20-22.
Romans 4 woman, it's me and son, in Tichemu, Edionuko, Edionumi, no, no.
Or let's read 20 and 22 because of time. Yeah. It says, for no one, NLT, can ever be made right with God by doing what the law commands. The law shows us how sinful we are. Because in the Old Testament, they tried obeying the law, tried, but they couldn't. So it's I'm so sinful, I can't even obey the law.
Omo eye se omo bedi emrane so na emom omo hu se omo ya de bonyefo enti omo ntumi endi emrane
so. So God gave a solution.
Enti nyankopon e de anuye bi bae.
And the solution is in Jesus Christ.
Enu sa anuye no
e wo Jesus Christ. The solution is in the grace.
Sa anuye no e wo adum mu.
So verse 22 says,
enti enchichemu eduenu mienu no.
We are made right with God.
O si ye nyankopon enim pa.
By placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes. No matter who we are, no matter who we are, that's where the grace comes in. No matter who we are, we don't deserve it. We think we deserve it all. The grace. The grace is released to everybody. No matter who we are. Because grace does not discriminate. So no matter who you are, grace is available to you. Look at Romans chapter 8 verse 3 also. As we move on.
Romans 4 18 watching.
It says the law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So we were too weak in the flesh to obey the law. In our own effort, we couldn't obey the law. So God did what the law could not do. Because the law was spelled out so that when they look at it, thou shalt not do this. You shall not cut the corners of your beard. You shall not wear ladies, the gentlemen, and all the law was so that you look at it and be obeying. But the law could not do it. So the Bible says, God sent his own son. God sent his own son in the form of grace.
Because
in John chapter 1 verse 17,
the son said, "Yeshua Yohani woman, it's about so now."
The Bible tells us,
"Trust in my tears, yes,
that grace and truth,
or say Adam no kreno,
came by Jesus Christ.
Eba we Jesus Christo mo.
Amen.
Praise God.
So when the law could not do it, God sent Jesus.
They are running to me and no nyan.
God sent grace.
Yesu.
And let me continue. It says, and in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. So because of grace, God has declared an end to sin's control over our
lives.
And he did it by his son grace.
Now,
wow.
Wow.
Somebody say that God has put an end.
God,
to seize control over me.
Hallelujah.
So since we're too sinful or too weak
in to obey the law,
or to do what we're supposed to do, we have to rely on grace. We have to rely on God's divine enablement. His strength that can empower us to overcome the difficulties, the challenges that we go through. No wonder Paul was saying that I will acknowledge my weakness. I will agree that I'm too weak to do it. So that grace can work in my life. So that God's power can work in my life. So when we acknowledge that in our own selves we are
weak,
then grace can be released. But if we think that we can do it, then grace will also leave us alone. You see that sometimes somebody is carrying something, you are trying to help the person.
So
let me help the person, I can do it, I can do it. What do? You leave it for the person.
That's how it is.
But if we acknowledge that in our own strength we cannot do it, then God releases grace to us. Hallelujah. The second thing we can learn from this scripture, we are still looking at
Matthew 11:28-30,
is that for us to find rest in grace, we need to come to Jesus. And stop depending on our own strength. He said, come to me. So you acknowledge that, oh, I'm weak, I'm not strong, I'm struggling, I can't do it. You don't sit down and cry. Me cry. I've tried, sir, the whole thing. I think I just have to give up. What is all this? No.
He says,
come to me. And stop depending on your own strength. In my secondary school, or rather, let me put it this way. My secondary school was built on a hill. I think most of the schools in Cape Coast are on some hill or something like that. It's on a hill. And there are times when the water will not be flowing. So we all have to go down to the school farm. That was those days. How many? 30 more than that. Go to the school farm to fetch water. To get down to the school farm, you have to descend about 274 stairs. Fetch the water and climb up the stairs. Thank God we were young then. But the stairs were well made. There will be some, then a landing. Then a landing. So we'll climb, then we'll stand and chat a little. So then we'll continue. If you're a Form 1 girl, somebody has sent you. By the time you come, you have to come back and go and fetch your own. You'll be tired. So we'll stand there and chat a little, then continue. If there was a lift, all the struggle would have ceased. Just press the thing, stand in it, and then come up again. That is how grace is. Sometimes we struggle in our own strength. I'm going up, I'm coming down, and go up. Then grace comes in like a lift. You step inside it, and the struggle is over. It takes you to where you are supposed to be.
Stay tuned. The message continues after this break.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 107 verse 1. Green Pastures Ministries is 10 years old. Join Green Pastures Ministries as we celebrate a decade of God's goodness. Date, Sunday, 3rd August 2025 at the Conference Hall of Nagy's Angels Educational Center, Santasi Ninim. Time, 8 a.m. prompt. Guest speaker, Apostle Clement Anchaba, the immediate past chairman of Fountain Gate Chapel and head pastor of Empowerment Pastures of Franco, Accra. Host, Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Danvo. For more information, contact 0242-032-997. Come, let's offer praise like never before. You don't want to miss it. See you there.
Welcome back.
There are some people who go to some shops or places, they see lifts and they still say, I'll climb the stairs. Because of some experiences they have had before.
Yes.
The light will go off and you'll be stuck in the lift. They would rather climb the stairs. But I want somebody to know here tonight that grace is available to us. So do not choose to struggle in your own efforts. It is like a lift that is leading you
up.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the first thing I said for us to rest in grace, acknowledge and recognize that it's true. I'm weak. I can't do it in my own strength. The second thing.
Edi kanya okanya ne se. Said ye betu mi ajuju yehu ewa adum no. Ewa se yehu ne yejitum se yankasa yewomrewe ye. Na yentu mi fa yehu dinye.
Come to him.
Na de tosu mi
nunu su se.
Yebe ba yesu ho.
Come to grace.
Yemra yesu ho.
Sometimes when we are struggling, we rather run away from him.
Come to him.
And stop depending on your own strength.
Hallelujah.
Somebody is asking, how would you know you are depending on your own strength? When you keep struggling and failing and failing, it shows that you are depending on your own strength. Your utterances and your attitude will show whether you are depending on your own strength. The pride we carry around.
I'm not like
this one fell.
Hey,
I'm not like them.
Now
you are depending on your own strength. As for me, I can do it. Look at them. The attitude. The things we say, the overconfidence in ourselves shows that we are trusting in ourselves. Finally, trust in God. Trust in the finished work of Christ. Put your trust in God. And put your trust in the finished work of
Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Rely on what has already been provided. Depend on what has already been provided. Depend on the finished work of Christ. Jesus finished it all on the cross. He said, it is finished. I've taken your sin. You are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I've given you my righteousness. Depend on that. Trust in that. The work has been finished on the cross.
Jesus Christ,
and all we are doing is relying on the grace. Me, I wasn't part of the work. I wasn't part of the, you know, on the cross. Even though in him we were, but you know what I mean. He finished the work. And I've only come to enjoy. I've only come to enjoy the grace. Because it's available to us. We only came to drink the soup. I said we only came to drink the soup. If we would trust in the finished work of Christ. If we would believe only for the word has said that Jesus said, I'm taking your sins. That the Bible says you are the righteousness of God. That the Bible says you are dead indeed to sin. That the Bible says sin shall not have dominion over you. That the Bible says you have the victory in Christ. That the Bible says that you are prospered, you are blessed. If we believe the word of God, we are resting on the finished work of Christ. Because the work is finished. When God finished the work of creation, the Bible says on the seventh day he rested. He didn't rest because he was tired. He rested because he had finished. So if God has finished the work on our behalf, if Jesus has finished the work on our behalf, we also can rest and cease to labor. We need to believe what the word of God says. If the word says it's finished, it's finished. We believe it. And we tell the Lord, I'm depending on what you have done for me. I'm depending on your grace. I cannot do it myself. If you can go and sleep in a lady's room or in a gentleman's room, you are depending on your strength and saying nothing can happen. Nothing will happen. It means you are not dependent, because if you are depending on grace, you depend on grace to flee. To do what you have to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's very important that as we depend on the finished work of Christ, we begin to see ease in our lives. You have done it for me. Thank you, Lord. You have done it for me. Where there is grace, we cease to struggle. I'm reading my last scripture. It's the same scripture we have read, but I'm reading it from the Message translation. Actually, I was looking at this scripture, Matthew 11:28-30, and then I saw the Message translation on someone's status. I said, Kaish. The Bible says, are you tired? Worn out? Burnt out? On religion? Do this, don't do this. Hey, why did you do this? Are you tired of trying?
Wabre say, try now.
It says, come to me. Come to me. Get away with me and you will recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest.
Wow.
Walk with me and work with me. In other words, let your intimacy be growing stronger and stronger. And work with me, not work on your own. Depend on me and work with me. It will become easier for you. Then he says, watch how I do it. Without sweat. It says, learn the unforced rhythms of grace. So what the Bible is saying is that first of all, it's unforced. You see, it is easy. When you rely on grace, it is easy. It becomes easy. Because now you are not doing the word. You are depending on grace. Because you believe what the word has said. Now, do you know that we breathe by rhythm? So as you are breathing, it's a regular pattern. And you see, you don't even realize you are breathing. Do you realize you are breathing? You know, as you are sitting here, did you, how many times did you breathe? You haven't. You don't even realize. It becomes automatic because it is rhythm. It is the same with playing the drum. Somebody who has played the drum over a period of time can close his eyes and bang, 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 and his drum. It becomes a part of him. It's just easy. He's flowing in it. So the Bible is saying that when we walk with the Lord, we'll learn the enforced rhythms of grace. In other words, we will begin to do things without even realizing that we have done it. Ah, so this sin that was chewing me up. Hey, I can't remember the last time I told a lie. I can't remember the last time I stole. I can't remember the last time I did it. You know, it becomes a rhythm because you are depending on the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think I want to stop here because I was going to talk about mixing the word with faith so that you can find rest. But I think I've talked about believing the word. So that's what we need to do. Rest in grace. Believe what God has said about you. Depend on him. Stop depending on your own strength. Stop depending on your own human effort. When you depend on him and you depend on grace, he will not put anything that is heavy or ill-fitting on you. You know, something that is too heavy. Ah, he said, my burden is easy. I want you to know that God will help you. No matter the challenge, no matter the struggle, His grace is available to you.
I climbed up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
For all that you have done. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 107 verse 1. Green Pastures Ministries is 10 years old. Join Green Pastures Ministries as we celebrate a decade of God's goodness. Date, Sunday, 3rd August 2025 at the Conference Hall of Nagy's Angels Educational Center, Santasi Ninim. Time, 8 a.m. prompt. Guest speaker, Apostle Clement Anchaba, the immediate past chairman of Fountain Gate Chapel and head pastor of Empowerment Pastures of Franco, Accra. Host, Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Sadanvo. For more information, contact 0242-032-997. Come, let's offer praise like never before. You don't want to miss it. See you there.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
Esipoche Ventures,
and Tegas Cakes.
Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com.
Call or WhatsApp Esipoche Ventures on 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Portrait Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
those head singers and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yinam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows. Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM underscore 2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-855-37 or 02420-32997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.